At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever dodged a bullet?
I sure have. Have you ever met somebody and their energy just seemed off, a bit off? If you have not, you will soon. And when you do, you need to question them until they are uncomfortable. You need to ask all of the questions that come to mind and think of more questions when you run out. Take note of the questions they do not answer or skip around. If you meet a man and they have never been married, you need to ask questions. Especially if they are 50 years old or older. And especially if they tell you that because of childhood trauma, they have a problem getting close to the opposite sex. Yes, that's true for some people. But if they are wise enough to know the reason, they are wise enough to get therapy, and if they want to change, they can. If they have plenty of relationships that have failed for this reason and they have not gotten help, they do not want help. And they are used to feeling isolated and want to feel distant, so they don't have to show their feelings. I call these people rolling stones. Some show you attention nonstop for the first several weeks to get you where they want you to be and find some reason to dump you. And if he tells you up front that he will not get uncomfortable so you can be comfortable, screw him. Here's an example. I was talking to a lady and she met this guy. During their first conversations, he asked her, "Oh, have you turned your heat on yet?" Question off the blue that she did not understand. She's like, "No, not yet." And he's like, "Well, I don't sleep with heat. I never turn heat on." And she's like, "Even in the wintertime when it's like 0 or below? Nope, I never turn on heat." And he mentioned that some of his girlfriends that he had, they just got used to it. So this man, who's in his 60s, never been married, has one child, used this excuse that he never turns on heat so that he doesn't have to get close to the opposite sex. He doesn't want to show feelings. He doesn't want to share the closeness. That's one of his excuses. The other excuses that he had are that he had drama, a childhood trauma with his dad. He said his dad was jealous of him, and they used to get into it all the time, and one day his dad put a gun into his head, and that messed him up, and he was never able to get close with anybody. Okay. And he doesn't like to go to the movies. He doesn't like to go out to eat. And the reason he said that is because he said he doesn't want to make his dates feel uncomfortable because he is vegetarian or vegan. And they feel uncomfortable and they order salad or a vegan meal. Okay. So that's why he doesn't like to go out to eat. He doesn't like to go to the movies. He basically doesn't do anything. He said he's a homebody. So, if you meet somebody like that, just question. Like, that's odd. Oh, and he told her that, hey, you want to go play pool and, you know, for our first date and we can talk. She's like, no, I don't know any pool halls. Because she hasn't been in a long time. He's like, oh, okay. I went to this pool hall located at such and such. She's like, oh, I don't know where that is. And he asked her to look up the directions or look it up. She's like, you've been there before. Why don't you look it up? That'll be easier. He's like, nah, you look it up. Okay. So she looked it up a couple of days later after he asked her about it a few times. And she says, okay, I found it. It's located such and such. She's like, is it the one you went to? He's like, I don't know. But he said there's only two located in that town. He didn't know which one he went to. And then she's like, okay, well, yeah, I'll go, you know, if you want to still go. He's like, nah, I don't want to go. He's like, you know, you just want to see me or just, he said, you know, you don't really want to play pool. You just want to see me. And she's like, huh? He's like, you don't have to have an excuse to see me. You don't have to say you want to play pool. She's like, you brought that up. That was your idea. He's like, "Not, I know, but I don't want to play pool. That's strange. So he had a lot of quirky strangenessness. He was strange in a lot of ways. So she let that go. She didn't even meet him for the first time. Because she listened to the red flags, or she listened very carefully. One day he wanted to play pool, the next day he didn't. One day he wants to meet, the next day he was busy. One day he wanted to go for a walk. The next day, So she's like, okay, he's a good phone friend, but he's not worth a meeting. Oh, and he said he didn't pay for the dating app she met him on. She's like, how'd you send me a message if you're not a member? He's like, I don't pay for those things. He's like, he's like, we get one free message, and we can message whoever likes us or whoever sends us a message. So his first and only message to her was, hey, call me, and left his number. So if they tell you they did not pay for the dating app, they took advantage of the free message and sent you a message saying, hey, call me, and left their number, ask all of the questions you have. That may be the only message they are able to send you. And if they had a different occupation than the one they tell you they have, that's a red flag. If they keep bringing up sexual references, beware that it's probably all they are after. If he tells you that he is a homebody, he does not like to go to a restaurant, and I already discussed that, and he does not like to the movies or do anything else, red flags, he's probably has a girlfriend, has a wife, separated, or doesn't want to be seen with you or out with a date yet. So those are some other red flags to watch out for. People, especially women, get caught up in looks. Oh, he's fine. He's got a pretty smile. Oh, he's got a good job. He's got money. They ignore the red flags. Take a chance. And they know they shouldn't be doing it. But they take a chance. Meet the person. When they see him or her, they put on grand act and make you just sweep those red flags to the side, and before you know it, you are caught up in some mess. So, ask questions, put the looks, put the job, put the money to the side. Ask questions. If it does not add up, keep going. It is not worth your time or your heartache.